Thank you, Tim. Now back to the news. Here's Alison.
An owl has succeeded in dominating the headlines this week. Alfie is a large Eurasian eagle owl who has been loose around the city for the last 18 months and has recently been spotted several times near Carrow Road. So it's not just canaries that support Norwich City. We stay in the air as mega wasps are reported to be settling in city homes earlier than usual. Some listeners may remember that a seal appeared in the centre of Norwich during lockdown, and one has been seen again this week at Riverside holding a large fish. Norwich guide dog organisers are sharing their sadness after the loss of a much-loved guide dog. Now here's Mike to start with news of the owl.
The owners of an owl at large have warned members of the public not to approach the giant bird of prey unless they have a very big net. Alfie, a Eurasian eagle owl, has been soaring through the city for the past 18 months. This giant bird of prey escaped from his home in Lakenham in 2020, and since then, sightings believed to have been Alfie have been reported across the city. One woman who lives in Carrow Road even found the bird of prey perched on her balcony at 2 a.m. Now the owner of the bird, which has a wingspan of up to 6 foot 2 inches, has revealed himself. Peter Murphy lives in Lakenham and cares for many rare creatures. He explained, "As soon as I saw him in the evening news, I knew it was Alfie." And Peter has urged city folk not to try and catch the eagle owl, one of the largest breeds in the world, themselves. Peter, who is a full-time dad, said, "Unless you have a very long net, do not put your hands anywhere near him. Once he grips into you, the more you struggle, the tighter it gets. It's unadvisable for anyone to put their hands anywhere near him. Once he grips into you, the more you struggle, the tighter it gets. It's unadvisable for anyone to put their hands anywhere near him. His talons are as long as your fingers, so he's a very dangerous bird." Peter added, "Don't need to worry about dogs, cats or little kids. If he saw your rabbit or a guinea pig, he may try to get it. But at the moment, that's not what he's interested in because there is so much to catch in the area." Peter thinks that his beloved pet is in the derelict buildings on the Riverside area, as there will be a plethora of rats and pigeons entering, but no human traffic. He added, "I just really miss him. I think if he saw me, he'd fly straight back and sit on my arm."
A pest controller has said that giant wasps with stronger stings are settling in city homes for spring as the insects have come out of hibernation earlier than usual. An expert has now warned people to keep an eye on their loft and roofs with the critters looking for a place to stay. Andrew Delbridge, the owner of Ace Pest Control in Catton, said he's increasingly being called out about the problem. He said, "Wasps' colonies have started coming out earlier because the queen is sensing the warmer weather coming earlier. This means they're on the move now instead of later in the year and are looking to build their nests for spring." He added, "And because the weather is warmer, the wasps are getting stronger faster, meaning the ones I'm seeing are 3 to 4 times bigger than usual." But although more wasps are likely to be spotted around the city this summer, Andrew said that unexpected cold snaps might kill off some of the population. He added, "Birds and people will also kill them. But if you see one with distinctive stripes, it may be a queen. The best thing to do is to quickly and gently get it outside before it starts to form a nest." He also cautioned, "This time of year it's much easier to get stung as the wasps have just woken up, so they're much more lethargic."
Workers at a city restaurant were in for a surprise after discovering a lone seal holding a large fish in its mouth swimming along the riverbank. An employee of Fatso's located on Wherry Road, Norwich, first spotted the seal peeping above the water close to the restaurant at about 10:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Chef Sam Betts, 25, couldn't believe his eyes after finding the animal, and he rushed back inside to tell his colleagues. He said, "Why on earth would a seal be at Riverside? I couldn't understand it. It was great to see one up close, though." After telling his co-workers about the seal, they were very unconvinced. He added, I didn't think it would take a photo the first time, and when they came outside to look, the seal had disappeared. Luckily, it returned just after lunchtime, and everybody got a chance to see it. While it's uncommon for seals to swim in the River Wensum, it isn't unheard of. In 2019, a man reported that a seal visited him on his boat several occasions during the week.
Norwich Guide Dogs organisers are sharing their sadness after the loss of a much-loved dog. Mervyn Ivani, a well-known Helsdon character, has lost his 9-year-old golden retriever, AJ. Organisers said, "Our thoughts are with him at this sad time. AJ will now be running over the Rainbow Bridge. Run free, RIP AJ." Mervyn lost his sight from measles at the age of 5 and received his first guide dog in 1984. AJ was his link to independence and confidence, following Norwich City, events and fundraising. Norwich Guide Dogs fundraiser Annette Smart said AJ was outside the forum with Mervyn celebrating the guide dog's 90th anniversary in October. AJ and Mervyn were familiar faces in Helsdon until they became residents at Vision Norfolk's Hammond Court, Norwich accommodation. They were both so well known, travelling all over the county. We'll all help and support Mervyn. Mervyn will have time to grieve for AJ before deciding on his guide dog future.